Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining myself and Corey Fleck, rapidly becoming the co-host, the big poobah on this particular program. We have an interesting roundtable that's going to go for the first hour of this particular program. In addition to myself and Corey, we've got my old friend Jay Taylor on the line, Michelle Bouchard, who is the CEO of a company called Clifton Star Resources. We have John Kaiser, Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report, Marshall Barrel, co-founder of the Encompass Fund, and we also have getting a perspective from the UK, Alistair MacLeod. Alistair, I'm sure as everyone is aware here, works with James Turk in goldmoney.com. We're recording this show after the market has closed on Friday. Very, very big day in the gold market today. I was up late last night. I started to notice action going on in a very favorable direction in the Far East. I got up this morning and wow, amazing, amazing what was happening in both the gold and silver markets. Now, we want to talk about that during this first hour, but we also want to talk about the conventional markets. A number of people, a number of the pundits are rather emphatically stating that they think we're going to see a big plummet in the Dow here sooner rather than later. Why don't we start out, Jay, with you. What is your overview, your opinion as to what happened in the gold market yesterday, Friday?
Well, I don't know, Al, in terms of the gold price from day to day, I really don't know. I don't follow it that closely. I'm sure Alistair has some better ideas about that. He watches the, what's going on a regular basis. I just think that we've had quite a correction in gold that's overdue with 12 years in a row of rising prices. I mean, that's hardly, I don't know of any other market that's risen 12 years in a row without a correction. And the correction that we've had is certainly within the range of anything normal. Certainly not as significant as we had in the last great secular bull market in gold, which I'm old enough to remember in the 1970s when we saw almost, gold falling from around 200 to 100. So we haven't seen anything of that magnitude. I think the stage is getting set. Unfortunately, I say unfortunately because I think gold is a barometer of the lack of health. A rising gold price shows up the problems that are in the global economy. And I think what we're seeing is a gold price that is getting set for a major rise and probably onwards to new highs over the next year or so.
You know, I got to break in here and just say one thing. We've got about half a dozen people or so on this call, and one of you guys is playing with your phone, and it sounds like there's thunder in the background. And ladies and gentlemen, trust me, there is no thunder in the background. So please try to keep the phone still. Michelle, from an industry perspective, how do you feel about what happened in the gold market and silver market yesterday?
Well, I think just like Jay, I don't follow it on a very close basis, but I think it's overdue. We were oversold as companies as a whole. The whole industry was oversold. I think that people just are starting to realize that to put the gold on the market, you've got to assume production costs, and most companies nowadays, all-in costs are in the range of $1,000, $1,100. I think we touched that with the last correction, and I think that now we're getting back to a more normal level, and I wouldn't be surprised that the correction will continue and go up to around $1,500 in the coming month or so.
Now, Alistair, looking at it from the UK perspective, and we all know that you follow it maybe a slight bit closer than just like Jay said, what do you think happened yesterday in the gold market?
Well, I live with it. It's a short answer. There is a huge short position for some considerable time. I mean, we can even go back to the time of the 1970s oil crisis. Gold has been moving out of Western hands into Asian hands. And what we're seeing now, what we've seen over the last 2 years, has been an acceleration of that trend. And I must say, when I look at the figures that are produced as to Chinese demand, as to Indian demand, they underestimate the true scale of demand from those two countries. And then there are all the other countries around Asia. So there is no doubt at all that gold is in enormous short supply at the moment. If you look at the London bullion market, we have been in backwardation. The gold forward rate has been a minus figure, not just for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, but now 6 months. And it's been like that, I mean, not on 6 months, admittedly, but it's been in negative. It's been negative for over a month now. This is unprecedented, it really is. And it's indicative of the shortage of underlying bullion for delivery. That is the fundamental problem behind this market, and that is why it is going to go higher.
Marshall, you and I have been playing this game for a long, long time. And, you know, when Jay alluded to the fact that I'm old enough to have seen this back in the late 70s or mid-70s, what have you, you know, I have to say that I'm a member of that club also, as I know that you are. But your take, you know, just
briefly. Yeah, I was following it in grammar school at the time.
Yes, there you go. Well, real quick, man, your take on what happened yesterday, and then we're going to flip. Well, then I want to get John's opinion. But do you think this is a major turn, or do you think this is just kind of a normal corrective blip?
No, I think we at least at this point in time, we saw a major turn at the end of June when it got touched under 1,200 and made new lows for the past several years, and then has turned up from it. And I think what we've seen the last few days, or even the last few weeks, is just the turn back from an oversold position, a position that gold price got down too low due to the futures traders. I think not due to fundamentals. Fundamentals for gold are still the same as they have been. That's been driving it higher. The printing press is running, supply demand issues. It's more difficult to find it, to get it out of the ground. It's more expensive. And the demand, as was mentioned a few minutes ago, the demand remains for the physical, for bars, for coins. And that's being reflected finally after 18 months of going down, basically going down, being reflected in the price of gold. And I think another thing that's very, very interesting, and I'm co-manager of a mutual fund, Encompass Fund, and we invest in stocks, is the fact that the stocks finally seem to be doing somewhat better than the price of the metals, whether it's gold or silver. And that's a major turnaround.
Well, that is a major turnaround. There's no question about that. You know, we're kind of running out of time in this segment, but I want to get in the second segment, Corey. I want to get into the issue of the securities, and everybody here is very, very highly qualified in that area. But the one gentleman who we haven't heard from, gentlemen, how can I call you a gentleman, John? The one guy who we haven't heard from, John Kaiser, you know, John has, I think, one of the best websites and databases out there when it comes to fulfilling the needs of people who are looking for information on junior mining companies. John has been doing this for an awful long time, and so we're going to take a real quick break here for the folks to talk about their various causes in the various cities airing this show, and we're going to come right back and start out with John.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We are continuing our roundtable talk with Alistair MacLeod, Jay Taylor, John Kaiser, Marshall Barrel, and Michelle Bouchard. Guys, I wanted to switch the conversation now over to some of the equities in the gold market, the juniors, the mid-tiers, maybe even some of the large-cap stocks. John, I love your website, so I want to hear from you first. What do you see happening with the equities out there?
Well, the equities are starting to respond to what seems to be the end of the bear raid that started on April 12th when they smacked gold down. The key turning point was, as mentioned earlier, when they pressured it below $1,200. And it was at that point that I saw my screen of equities when they should have been going blood red turn actually green. Because as another person mentioned, the all-in cost of producing gold is around $1,200 on a global average. I think what the market has recognized is that these predictions of $1,000 or so for gold that the various investment banks have put out, that was all part of this bear raid, including all these mainstream media articles mocking gold and describing, oh, this is just like 1980, gold's going to go back 50%. The gold equities, the better ones that have published economic studies, these are the pre-production ones that have costs below $1,100 an ounce all in. These are the ones that have started to rebound. They're up 50%, 80%, and they're reflecting, I think, the general market consensus that below $1,200, there will not be much gold production. And it's also, I think, reflecting a view that many of the reasons people put forth for gold ownership aren't really the relevant reasons that are driving the physical gold buying that's in the rest of the world, which is more prosperity-linked rather than anxiety about an imminent financial apocalypse. The best leverage is in the ones that are maybe marginal at $1,300 gold. If we get gold back into the $1,600 to $2,000 range, we will see a bit of a slingshot effect in the laggards that have a zero net present value now. But in that range, assuming there's no significant inflation, their valuations go from zero to hundreds of millions of dollars, and their valuations are now below $20 million in the market.
Michelle, I'm curious about one thing. You know, you run a very successful junior mining company. You got 4.5 million ounces, if you include all categories, in eastern Canada. You've got a very, very interesting situation, but it has to have been difficult for you, I would think, for the last 2 or 3 years in the sense. Now, fortunately, you guys have, what, $5-6 million in the bank or something, so you're okay. But the last couple years have had to have been tough, because it's been difficult to raise money. Can you talk about that just a little bit?
Absolutely. It's been very tough because of the market sentiment toward the general industry. And the other thing that didn't help and is still not helping is all those write-downs that are taken by major producer and everyone along the food chain. Now, one of the effect, okay, it's been tough trying to get financing because all the value of the companies have been going down and down on a constant basis, especially over the last year. But at the same time, when people say we'll do things better, we'll take write-down, we will administrate better the companies, they also announced that by taking those write-down, they're cutting down on exploration, they're cutting down on project development. And that goes back to the gold price, because what the major are doing right now is they're not preparing the future, they're shelving it by not doing exploration or developing project. So I think that there will be a lag effect soon between, you know, actual project putting out cash flows and the next generation. What's in the pipeline right now is being cut down and postponed. So coming back to junior company, any company that will have good assets with good projects, and we are in that category, I think will benefit, and there will be some effect on our share price reflecting this. Now, I think that there's a problem in the future for gold production if the industry in general doesn't get back to a normal stage of development of project, and right now the industry is still cutting back.
Michelle, I agree with you that a lot of the majors out there are cutting back all their exploration, and it's really transferring down to the juniors that are increasingly struggling with funding, a lot of companies having a lot of trouble raising money. But, Marshall, I wanted to throw this question over to you, is that we see some companies out there that are trading for or have a market cap of less than the amount of cash they have in the bank. which doesn't mean that we should invest in them, obviously. But there are still companies out there that have made good moves over the past couple months. What are you looking for when you're analyzing companies these days?
Well, we're looking for, it's not a lot different than over the years, but probably just more emphasis on management. What's their experience? What's their past record? If they were explorers, do they have the geological background or the people on staff to find the material in the ground? And then if they're moving into construction for leading to production, do they have the mine builders? And once you're in production, do they have the people to operate that mine and keep it operating and expand, hopefully expand the production? So the people are extremely important. As Michelle says, the certainly the project is important. Increasingly, we find that where that project is located is very important. The geopolitical difficulties around the world don't end, and we would much rather see a project in North America, at least parts of North America, than in Africa or other parts of the world. Although, having said that, there are some African projects, African working companies that can do well. But you want to look at those, and then certainly not least, you want to look at the finances. These days, and has been mentioned, the junior companies have had and are having great difficulty in raising new money. And are the people involved with the company either able to raise the money or support it themselves through their own investment or through the investment of others who have worked with them in the past and will provide the financing that's needed as the project moves forward?
You know, we're chatting right now, by the way, Corey and I are chatting with Jay Taylor, Jay Taylor's Gold and Technology Stocks, Michelle Bouchard, CEO of Clifton Star Resources, John Kaiser, Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report, Marshall Barrell of the Encompass Fund, and Alistair McLeod, who works with Gold Money. We're going to be right back, you guys, to continue this discussion. Going to come right back in with Jay Taylor and then flip it over to John. We're going to discuss the level of interest. Is it coming back in this particular sector?
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are continuing our roundtable discussion. I hope that everyone there is enjoying what we've been talking about so far. Jay, I wanted to throw the conversation over to you and ask you a pretty simple question, which I hope the answer is yes, but this is up to you to answer it. Are we seeing, or are you seeing, a renewed interest and investors coming into the gold equities market?
Well, I'm sorry, Corey, I can't really give you the answer you want. I don't see a heck of a lot of it, if there's any at all, in terms of subscriptions. No, I don't think so. I don't think we've seen new money coming into the mining sector for quite some time. I think a lot of money has left. A lot of people got discouraged. And the mainstream, the folks that buy the main, you know, not the gold bugs, us crazy guys that believe in gold for the long term, that believe gold is real money. No, the general populace is not interested in gold. And I don't think this move that we saw yesterday, 20, 25, 30 bucks up is going to do much to most people. Yeah, I think at the margins there's a little more interest, but we haven't seen anything like a frenzy in this sector ever since the bull market started in 2002 or whatever. I mean, it just hasn't been there yet as far as I... And again, I'm talking as an old-timer that was around to see the crescendo back in 1980 when gold really got, for a year or two there, when gold rose almost exponentially and when people were lined up in the streets of New York City to buy gold around the block at Deke Pereira. No, that's we haven't seen anything yet. I don't think we've seen anything yet like we're going to see when this thing reaches some sort of a peak.
I have to tell you, I'm really glad that that is the answer. I kind of feel that's a pretty accurate assessment right now, at least where I'm coming from, although I have to say that the listenership of our program over the past, what's it been, Corey, I guess about the past 60 days or so, has just absolutely skyrocketed. But, you know, if you believe what Jay is saying, and I have a tendency to agree with him, boy, that leaves just an absolutely wonderful opportunity for, I guess I'd have to say, Jay, us old pros. John, how about you? What do you think? Is the interest coming back?
There's no evidence that I'm seeing that either hedge institutional money or retail investors are coming back into the sector. I think we have the diehard pros. They have recognized that the bear raid is over. They are in there buying these stocks. But the main narrative as to why we would get the higher gold price, it's still all linked to all this currency debasement and hyperinflation predictions, none of which are particularly helpful for the bottom line, since if you do have these things, the costs go right up with it. And a shift to a different type of narrative will take more time. I think it is coming. I think we will see significantly higher real prices, but it'll be for different reasons than what Jay presently offers as the reasons to own gold. And it'll take a while for that to happen. It means the United States needs to get a recovery on track, start pulling the rest of the world out of its gutter, and in the process, of course, make itself less important in the long run as all these emerging market economies become an ever bigger share of the global economy, displacing the United States and eliminating the U.S. dollar as the single reserve currency. And when that time comes, you definitely want to be long a lot of physical gold.
You know, I have to tell you, we're in a situation right now where we have what I consider to be a great international panel, in the sense, Alistair, you're from the UK, Michelle, you're from Canada, Corey, you're from Canada, and the rest of us are from the United States. And Alistair, I want to throw this question to you, and my question is very simply, I don't think the United States is going to reassume the preeminent economic position that it has in the past. I know a lot of people disagree with me, but I got to tell you, boy, the emperor, as far as I'm concerned, isn't wearing any clothes, and it's really kind of too late for him to get any new clothes. What are your comments on that?
I rather agree with that, I'm sorry to say. I have no doubt in my mind that Russia and China, through the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, are planning their future, and their future does not include the dollar as their settlement medium for cross-border trade in Asia. And when I say Russia and China, I also include within the Shanghai Cooperation Organization countries such as India, Pakistan, Iran, Turkey are applying to join, I'm told. That's about 3 or 4 months old, and various other countries. And as soon as we go out of Afghanistan, they're in there, Mongolia, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, all those countries are actually working out a common market for themselves, and the dollar is history. And we are talking about 4 billion people, roughly, and that is a very, very different situation from what we have today. So I have to agree with you.
Michelle, throwing it over to you, looking at it from a company management perspective, you obviously have to deal with these questions from investors on a very regular basis. The way the narrative John was talking about it hasn't really changed in a long time. Do you change the way that you market the company or the way that you talk to your investors?
Of course, because we've got to go back, and I agree in general that there's no clear movement, mood change regarding the junior sector yet. But what we can see is that people who come to us and ask questions are more interested in the fundamentals. They do their work. They ask the right questions. There's no frenzy at all. But at the same time, they're more interested in what's the fundamental, why should I buy your shares, and they go back to the basic. And that has changed, because before that, it was more a question of, let's call it blue sky, and nowadays they want to know all the story. So there's a change in the approach, and you've got to take more time and go back to the fundamental with people right now.
You know, Jay, you and I've learned an awful lot from you, by the way, I have to say, over the years when it comes to analyzing companies like this. You've had your newsletter since 1981, and we got involved in the business in 1982, but from a different standpoint, we were doing regulatory reporting for mining companies to the Securities and Exchange Commission. But I guess what I would like to ask you right now is, in terms of opportunities, boy, somebody is really playing with their phone. Come on, guys. Don't play with your phone. Jay, I think there's a huge opportunity waiting right around the corner in these companies, and I'm curious as to whether or not you disagree. Got a couple minutes to discuss this, then we have one last break.
No, I think there's a lot of great opportunities now, given the given the price of these things. I think you have to be very selective. I think probably to a great extent, some of these marginal stories have been eliminated or basically diluted from here to kingdom come. And so, but no, I'm looking at companies like Allied Nevada, for example. That's $4.50. It was $40 within the last year. I think that the market is dismissing its prospects for producing from its sulfides. I don't see any evidence that that's not viable from all I can see in reading the company's public information anyway. And yet, you know, the company has missed some of its guidance and it's made a management change. Senior management members are gone. I think there's a great opportunity. That's just one. There's several that I follow. I think, you know, people that, like as John was saying, the old pros are really looking at this, licking their chops and thinking this is a great opportunity.
Go ahead. We only have about 30 seconds here, but go ahead, Marsh.
Well, I think your listeners, what they have to realize is if you're an investor, the best time to buy is when nobody's interested, and that's basically the time frame we're in now. And that's when stocks are cheap, and that's when they ought to be bought. Don't wait till that market frenzy comes back in. That's too late to be buying. That's the time you start thinking about selling.
Well, and that's what you
and
have
you
to do.
And you don't have
right
to
now.
Do it 100%. You
got,
can do
got
it.
To cut in. Got it, Marshall. Got to cut in on you. Got to take a break here, ladies and gentlemen. That's exactly what we're going to be talking about in the next and final segment of the first hour of the show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of our show. Corey and I are chatting with Jay Taylor, Michelle Bouchard, John Kaiser, Marshall Beryl, Alistair McLeod. Going to give each one of you gentlemen 2 minutes to say anything you want. Keeping in mind the demographics of our audience are highly educated people who are very, very active investors. Let's start out pointing the finger at you, Mr. Kaiser. What's on your mind?
Well, I think the most significant benefit out of the recent smackdown in gold is that it has demonstrated that gold is not going to go lower than $1,200, that it is going to probably claw back into this $1,400 to $1,700 level, which is okay for a lot of these advanced projects, but these advanced projects require extensive capital to continue the feasibility demonstration process, and we need gold to challenge back to the 2,000 level for institutional money to come back into the sector. The space that I think may get a chance after a 12-13 year hiatus since BREX is the exploration space. If you're looking at $1,200 to $1,400 gold as maybe what we're stuck with for the next couple years, well, then you're going to look for deposits that work very well at those types of prices. And when you get an exploration discovery hole coming out of nowhere, the kinds of gains are 10-20-fold. We will not get that with the very advanced companies until we see gold challenging $1,800, $2,000 again. So I suggest people should start looking for companies that are exploring for gold, especially in relatively safe jurisdictions such as the United States.
Alistair, let's turn the table over to you, and what do you have to say?
Okay, I've got two basic things I want to say. The first is, some of your listeners may be aware that I managed to work out that something like 1,300 tons has left the Bank of England vaults since March the 1st, between March the 1st and the end of June. Now, we don't know the exact figure, but that is the sort of figure I would have expected to see being supplied to keep markets in Asia satisfied. So now we know pretty well where it has come from. I think in doing that, what I hope is that...
Now, that very web. Surprise at those times when you generation this get an expert coming out of every hole, the kind out of nowhere, you know, our tons of gain fold. And 20 at that, we will not dance company very at sea gold fees until we 1800 challenge $1,000 again. 2000 just people. So I'm asking for companies should start look at our explorers, that especially in running for gold, safe jurisdiction, relatively safe United States, such as the.
Let's turn the Alistair to you, and what table over do you? What do you have to say?
Got two. Okay, I've got what I want to say. Basic thing. First is, some of your listeners may, some of that may be aware to. I manage that work out 1,800 tons, something like that. The Bank of England has less send than vaults March the 1st, but first, as in the end of June, March the 1st. Now, we don't know June, but that is the exact figure. I was sort of affected, would have expected, being supplied to see markets in Hyde to keep satisfied. Asia sat there pretty well. So now we come from where it has come. I think in doing, I thought what I'm at is that what I hope
very well at those types of prices. And when you get an exploration discovery hole coming out of nowhere, the kinds of gains are, you know, are 10-20-fold. We will not get that with the very advanced companies until we see gold challenging $1,800, $2,000 again. So I suggest people should start looking for companies that are exploring for gold, especially in relatively safe jurisdictions such as the United States.
Alistair, let's turn the table over to you, and what do you have to say?
Okay, I've got two basic things I want to say. The first is, some of your listeners may be aware that I managed to work out that something like 1,300 tons has left the Bank of England vaults since March the 1st, between March the 1st and the end of June. Now, we don't know the exact figure, but that is the sort of figure I would have expected to see being supplied to keep markets in Asia satisfied. So now we know pretty well where it has come from. I think in doing that, what I hope is that
now at very web surprise at those times when you generation this get an expert coming out of every hole, the kind out of nowhere, you know, our tons of gain fold. And 20 at that, we will not dance company very at sea gold these until we 1800 challenge $1,000 again. 2,000 suggest people. So I'm asking for companies should start look at our explorers, that especially in running for gold, safe jurisdiction, relatively safe United States, and such as the.
Let's turn the Alistair to you, and what table over do you? What do you have to say?
Got two. Okay, I've got what I want to say. Basic thing. First is, some of your listeners may, some of that may be aware to. I manage that work out 1,800 tons, something like that. The Bank of England has less send than vaults March the 1st, the 1st, as in the end of June, March the 1st. Now, we don't know June, but that is the exact figure. I was sort of affected, would have expected, being supplied to see markets in Hyde to keep satisfied. Asia sat there pretty well. So now we come from where it has come. I think in doing, what I'm at is that what I hope
very well at those types of prices. And when you get an exploration discovery hole coming out of nowhere, the kinds of gains are, you know, are 10-20-fold. We will not get that with the very advanced companies until we see gold challenging $1,800, $2,000 again. So I suggest people should start looking for companies that are exploring for gold, especially in relatively safe jurisdictions such as the United States.
Alistair, let's turn the table over to you, and what do you have to say?
Okay, I've got two basic things I want to say. The first is, some of your listeners may be aware that I managed to work out that something like 1,300 tons has left the Bank of England vaults since March the 1st, between March the 1st and the end of June. Now, we don't know the exact figure, but that is the sort of figure I would have expected to see being supplied to keep markets in Asia satisfied. So now we know pretty well where it has come from. I think in doing that, what I hope is that
now at very web surprise at those times when you generation this get an expert coming out of every hole, the kind out of nowhere, you know, our tons of gain fold. And 20 at that, we will not dance company very at sea gold until we 1800 challenging $1,000 again. 2,000 just people. So I'm asking for companies should start look at our explorers, that especially in running for gold, safe jurisdiction, relatively safe United States, and such as the.
Let's turn the Alistair to you, and what table over do you? do you have to say?
I've got two. Okay, I've got two I want to say. Basic thing. First is, some of your listeners may, some of it may be aware too. I manage that work out 1,800 tons. Something like that. The Bank of England has less sin than faults. March the 1st, the 1st, as in the end of June, March the 1st. Now, we don't know June, but that is the exact figure. I was sort of affected. Would have expected being supplied to see markets in wide to keep satisfied. Asia sat no pretty well. So now we come from where it has come. I think in doing, I think what I'm looking at is that what I hope
very well at those types of prices. And when you get an exploration discovery hole coming out of nowhere, the kinds of gains are, you know, are 10-20-fold. We will not get that with the very advanced companies until we see gold challenging $1,800, $2,000 again. So I suggest people should start looking for companies that are exploring for gold, especially in relatively safe jurisdictions such as the United States.
Alistair, let's turn the table over to you, and what do you have to say?
Okay, I've got two basic things I want to say. The first is, some of your listeners may be aware that I managed to work out that something like 1,300 tons has left the Bank of England vaults since March the 1st, between March the 1st and the end of June. Now, we don't know the exact figure, but that is the sort of figure I would have expected to see being supplied to keep markets in Asia satisfied. So now we know pretty well where it has come from. I think in doing that, what I hope is that
now, at very well, surprise at those times when you exploration this, get an expert coming out of every hole, the kind out of nowhere, you know, are tons of gain, fold, and 20 at that, we will not dance company, very at sea gold, until we 1800 challenge $1,000 again. 2,000 suggest people should, so I'm asking for companies should start looking at our explorers, that especially in running for gold, safe jurisdiction, relatively safe United States, such as the States.
Let's turn the, Alistair, you, and what table over to you? What do you have to say?
I've got two. Okay, I've got what I want to say. Basic thing. First is, some of your listeners may, some of that may be aware too. I manage that work out 1,800 tons. Something like that. The Bank of England has less sin than faults. March the 1st, the 1st, as in the end of June, March the 1st. Now, we don't know June, but that is the exact figure. I was sort of affected. Would have expected being supplied to see markets in wide to keep satisfied. Asia sat no pretty well. So now we come from where it has come. I think in doing, I thought what I'm looking at is that what I hope
very well at those types of prices. And when you get an exploration discovery hole coming out of nowhere, the kinds of gains are, you know, are 10-20-fold. We will not get that with the very advanced companies until we see gold challenging $1,800, $2,000 again. So I suggest people should start looking for companies that are exploring for gold, especially in relatively safe jurisdictions such as the United States.
Alistair, let's turn the table over to you, and what do you have to say?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.